The European Commission's Somalia Operations Manager, Richard Hands, says EC election monitors in Somaliland reported late Wednesday that elections were proceeding well. He tells VOA the run-up to the elections was largely positive and bodes well for the process.
I think one of the great successes has been to secure an agreement amongst all the political parties on a code of conduct to which they all three have signed up, and also a sort of code of practice for the media, which has also been adopted and approved a few weeks ago. All the indications are that broadly the people have abided by the agreement.
About 800,000 of the breakaway region's 3.5 million people are eligible to vote in the elections. Three parties are fielding candidates for 82 seats in parliament. There are more than 900 polling stations in the mostly semi-desert area and at least 70 international observers from South Africa, the European Commission and other places are on the ground monitoring the voting. There had been some rough spots in the weeks leading up to the elections. Earlier this month, police seized a stash of fake ballot papers at Somaliland's main airport. On the same day, there was a shootout between police and several Al-Qaeda suspects, who were eventually arrested. Once a British protectorate, Somaliland unilaterally declared independence from Somalia in 1991. Since then, there have been three elections, with Thursday's polls being the first to elect members of parliament. Somaliland President Dahiri Ale Kahin was quoted in news reports urging the international community to recognize Somaliland as an independent country and saying he hopes the elections will open the door to such recognition. The European Commission's Mr. Han says that for the time being, Somaliland is not being recognized as a separate country. But he says the international community is impressed with the area's progress.
This initiative, these elections, are being funded by a broad range of different international donors. There's considerable, I think, encouragement for the initiative in itself. This is in line with the stated and agreed policy across the board, I think, as far as the international community is concerned, that we will support and encourage governance initiatives wherever they may come to fruition throughout Somalia.
Election results are expected to be announced next week. Kathy Maitini for VOA News, Nairobi.